This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Armed rebels attacked an Ebola treatment center Saturday near the Congolese city of Butembo, just hours after another attack at the center killed a Cameroonian epidemiologist. One militia member was killed in the attack at Katwa Hospital, where medical staffers are trying to contain an Ebola outbreak in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Four rebels were captured. The latest attack came after the World Health Organization reported that epidemiologist Richard Muzoko was killed Friday when several gunmen from a local militia stormed the hospital. Yellow vest protesters set fire on a march through Paris on Saturday as they sought to drive home their message to a government they believe is ignoring the poor. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Masked demonstrators and riot police in helmets clashed repeatedly as some 20,000 protesters took to the streets of Paris. Their message, rebuilding the fire-damaged Notre Dame Cathedral isn't the only problem France needs to solve. Police fired water cannon and sprayed tear gas to try to control radical elements rampaging on the margins of the largely peaceful march. Like the high-visibility vests the protesters wear, the scattered small fires they set appear to be a plea for attention to President Emmanuel Macron's government, saying, "I need help too." I'm Ben Thomas.
About a dozen people were killed during an attack Saturday on the Communications Ministry building in Kabul, ending a spell of relative calm in the Afghan capital. Police Chief General Syed Mohammed Roshandil said a bomber blew himself up outside the ministry, enabling other attackers to enter the heavily guarded government complex. The Interior Ministry said on Twitter the nearly five-hour attack had ended and that all suicide bombers were killed. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Egyptians began 3 days of voting on Saturday on constitutional amendments that would allow Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to stay in office until 2030. Edward Uranian reports.
A smiling President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi cast his ballot as polling began Saturday morning in a three-day referendum to make changes to Egypt's post-revolution constitution. Those changes will strengthen his hand over parts of the government and lengthen his term in office from 4 to 6 years. 62 million Egyptians are registered to vote of an estimated population of around 100 million. A large number of people could be seen at several polling stations in the center of Cairo, while others in outlying parts of the capital in Giza appeared to have a light turnout. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Clashes broke out in the suburb of Libya's capital, Tripoli, on Saturday in a spate of violence that could be heard near the city center. The fighting, including shelling from artillery fire, follows the revelation Friday that U.S. President Donald Trump had spoken by phone to Khalifa Haftar, the leader of the militant group known as the Libyan National Army. Late Saturday, explosions and anti-aircraft fire could be heard in parts of Tripoli. A Reuters reporter and other residents said they saw a drone or aircraft opening fire, but no more details were immediately available. Police in Northern Ireland have arrested two teenagers in connection with the fatal shooting of a journalist during rioting in the city of Londonderry. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The men aged 18 and 19 were detained under anti-terrorism legislation and taken to Belfast for questioning, the Police Service of Northern Ireland said. The men haven't been identified or charged. Lyra McKee, 29 years old, a rising star of investigative journalism, was shot and killed, probably by a stray bullet aimed at police, during rioting Thursday night. Police said the new IRA descendant group was most likely responsible and called it a terrorist act. Zaria Shackley, London.
A zookeeper in Topeka, Kansas, was mauled by a Sumatran tiger at the zoo on Saturday. Zoo director Brendan Wiley says the keeper was working in the predator's enclosure when she was attacked.
Both our team member and Sanjeev the tiger were both in our outdoor tiger habitat. As soon as Sanjeev recognized that, he essentially tackled our keeper.
The unidentified worker was taken to a local hospital where she is in stable condition with wounds to her neck, back, and arms. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.